Hello everyone and welcome to Angel Answers. I'm one of your hosts, Nicola Parrington. I'm a holistic therapist who works with my guides and angels, particularly my main guide, Len. And we work to deliver messages from spirit and loved ones. And I incorporate my skills in therapy alongside my psychic mediumship abilities to help you assist you through your journey of life. I frequently use tarot and oracle to complement my insight. And always remember that sometimes Lenny likes to do things with a lot of love, a lot of laughter, and he likes to give homework, music. Lenny speed reads and Lenny talking to as well. So it just depends what you think she need. So I'm going to say, I hope we all have a fabulous evening together. And I'm now going to pass you over to Mary Hernandez to hear a little bit about herself. Hello, Mary.
Hi, everyone. I'm Mary. A little bit about myself is I'm a Reiki healer, an intuitive empath, and I love to give readings using my oracle decks and tarot decks. And I also get yes and no answers from the angels and my spirit guides as well. And Liz is not here today, but I'll let you guys know that she's a spiritual counselor, an intuitive tarot, an oracle reader, and Reiki healer. She's also a sound healer. She also has her own deck, and you could actually find her on Facebook via Liz Sister .3 and on Instagram at LizP11Love. How about you, DC?
Oh, thank you, Mary. Hi, everyone. This is DC Love. I'm sometimes referred to as the magical DC Love. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. As well, I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer, an empath. I am also an animal communicator, a seer, an ordained minister, and a dream interpreter, as well as being a divine life coach. But the part of my journey that I like the most is the way that I got to where I am today. I really did not intend on being here, but I'm so glad I'm here. I really am. My journey started with cookies flying off of countertops, delicious sugar cookies that were in a 2-pound, thank goodness, unbreakable bowl. They flew upon my floor. I had cookies and sprinkles everywhere. My husband asked, "Do we have rats?" I said, "No." And then to top it off, my cell phone began to text me. It was my cousin's friend from the other side. I wasn't on this journey, and I wasn't ready for that kind of communication. So I was erasing, and I was hyperventilating as fast as I was trying to erase the message. And then the grand finale, I had spirit sit upon me to get my attention. I couldn't move. I couldn't go anywhere. So I had to listen, and it all propelled me to where I am today on this crazy, wonderful, beautiful journey. And I'm here with my divine guides and my not-so-divine guides, as well as my beautiful fur baby, Ginger. She's one of my guides as well, and she's in spirit. And she wanted to say hello to everyone today, so this is her message to you guys. She's saying, "Hi, everyone. This is DC Love's dog, Ginger. I transitioned a few years ago, but I've been with my mom every step of her journey, and I continue to guide her now from the other side. I come through and I bring guidance while my mom is doing readings, both on air and as well, I'm there in individual sessions. But I'm here, you know, tonight to deliver a message to each of you. I'd like to start off by asking a question. What choices are you making to manifest your dreams into reality? This is a very special time, you know. Connect now with your joy, and you're going to be able to create something truly amazing. You've got to have confidence in yourselves and stay determined, and you're going to succeed in all you do. But you've got to take a little time before you make decisions. Meditating will surely help. Go with the flow and watch as everything moves in a more positive direction. You will step upon the path of your destiny. After all, your success is already written in the stars. look to the beautiful sky as it illuminates and confirms that you are really very close to achieving your goals. Happiness awaits you. And I'm getting that good news is coming too. You've worked hard, and realize this, it has not gone unnoticed. Please remain strong. Make steady movement ahead. Doors are really opening, and this is the time to connect with the magic in your life. You're going to be unstoppable. Whatever your meaning for success is, know that it is near. Let go of whatever's holding you back. There's going to be a lot of happy times ahead, and there's going to be celebrations. Please, don't be afraid of your greatness. If you feel like you have to climb a mountain to get where you want to be, well, just wait until you see the view at the top. You'll have a different perspective on things. And please remember that angels are always watching over you. Call upon them when you need assistance. Nothing is impossible. And remain positive, and you will manifest abundance and prosperity. You are worthy. You are worthy of all the good that is coming your way. It's time to let go and let God and let the angels help you. Think about what it is that would bring you true fulfillment. What are you seeking? Because it's already seeking you. You are creating your future. Everything will happen when the time is right in your divine right timing, and you are meant to live the life of your dreams. Please honor yourselves. And don't forget to take a little time out, to play, to laugh, and have some fun. Life isn't supposed to be all work. Stay positive. You're soon going to see that a fresh start that you've been hoping for is there. And you're going to see the world through new eyes, as if it was for the first time. Don't worry. Be happy. Everything is fine, and each day believe something magical is going to happen. Celebrate all the joy of your life. Everything that is joyful, celebrate it. And be grateful for all that you already have. Blessings are all around you. And get ready for the good times ahead. And don't forget, wag your tail and lick a few faces and spend time outside, especially if your toys are all over the place inside. Even pets get sick of doing the same old thing, and we need to satisfy our curiosity as well. If you take a break and you have some fun, you're going to feel better when you go back inside, and you're going to find that you can get so much more done. And don't forget, please take us with you. We'll be too tired to make a mess, so it's a win-win for everyone. And please don't make your journey any harder than it has to be. You can do something you love, and you can get to where you want to be. Follow your joy. You already know what to do, and the universe is supporting you. Fake it until you make it, and see it in your mind, believe it in your heart, and you will achieve it in your life. Well, that's all I have to say. I love you all. Ginger. So those were, what I and Ginger had to say, I guess. Thank you, ladies.
Wow, what a beautiful message. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Ginger. Thank you, DC. Wow.
Thank you. Yeah, she's a very
new moon.
Dog. She's a very well-spoken dog. She's been hanging out with Joan Rivers,
yes.
So we've got to make sure that she's a very well-behaved dog. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So how does our studio look, ladies?
There's a couple of callers. Do you want to start taking callers?
Yeah, I believe we have a caller from a very long distance away. I think we should connect with her.
Yes, of course. Okay. Area code 316, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, it's Simone.
Hello. Hi, Simone. Do you have a question for us today? Yes, I can.
Oh, good. Maybe not so much a specific question, but I just heard DC talk about angels, and I was just wondering if my guides or my angels have anything specific or interesting to tell me.
Okay. Nicola?
Yeah, sorry. I'm here with Lenny again, and he's doing his usual. He straight away wants to get going with this. Hi, Simone.
Nice to call you Simona.
So, he's sending you Lenny loves before we get started. So, we've got some messages for you, yeah? You're asking if it's from your guides and angels. Well, it's always indirectly from your guides or directly from your guides and angels, but it's Lenny, and he says you can share him tonight as a guide. So he's making me laugh already. Yeah. So, yeah. You've got something new coming in. I cannot be specific, but I do think it is career, Simona, because Lenny's saying you need to be use your creativity and your genius. He uses the word genius, your talents, yeah? And he's saying... Say again?
I'm usually not that creative, so I'll have to go with the genius.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, go with the genius. But he said, you know, get creative, because I think you're getting taken down, not something you're not used to career-wise, but you may be seeing slightly different things on the resume. Len says that's the creative part. Yes to everything. Yes? Because he said it will be a walk in the park for you anyway, so he's not worried at all. Yeah? He's asking you to have strength. So situation coming up where you're asked to not make too many judgments. He's telling me very judgmental anyway, I know that. But he's saying, thank you, Len, I'm getting chills now. He's saying, when you go for an interview, usually we say first impressions, and the first feeling you get is the one that you should listen to. But Lenny's saying, think about it first, because don't go on first impressions this time. Yeah? If that makes sense. And then he's saying, when you do, he's going a little bit futuristic, going to the future here, but he's saying, when career is here, and it's not going to be that long now, he said this sounds a little bit ironic, but you'll need to take a rest then, because it may feel quite overwhelming in a good way. So he said you'll need to sort of make time, schedule regular time for yourself. Yeah? But what I love, what he's given you, he's given you the renewal. Review and evaluate, because you're going in a new direction. That's the message he's asked me to pull out for you, and that's what I'm giving you. A time to move in a new direction and a favourable assessment of the facts. So I think career-wise, you are going in a slightly different direction, but I think you'll be equally as happy as you have been, if not better. Yeah? So.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank
so he's saying, did you want to ask him a question?
Well, he's already said it's going to be good, so that's really nice.
Yeah? Yeah, he's saying you're ready now. You've got everything you need. You're very well prepared, spiritually, even practically. So I said, just walk forward with confidence, knowing that, not thinking, knowing that things are working out how you want them to. Yeah, I'm seeing those heels again that I keep telling you about, strutting across the floor of the office. The boss lady's back, yeah? It should be the title of a movie, that, for you. She's back better than ever, yeah?
Oh, thanks.
So,
I love it.
Yeah, so that's your Lenny homework tonight, yeah? Saying you've got to think in terms of it's not if, it's when. So he's saying it's not if, it's when, and it's coming soon. I'm shown the Wheel of Fortune as an image from him, and the next turn of the wheel is your new beginning. So it's not long to wait now. So I hope that made some sense to you, Simona. Yeah, he's sending
you
big Lenny love. He's giving you a bouquet of flowers. Yeah, he said,
no, Dan?
Put them somewhere. Okay. Yeah, he's giving you the flowers, and he says they're going to smell gorgeous. Okay?
Oh, thank you.
Welcome. So I'm going to hand you over now. Yeah, loves to you from him. I'm going to hand you over to the wonderful ladies to see what they've got for you.
Thank you so much.
That was
amazing. Nicole always has amazing readings. Well, I am sitting here, and I guess Ginger invited, you know, my other guide in, one of my other guides, Joan Rivers. So she's here to say hello to you. And she said,
hello.
Hello, Simone. I just want to say, style is like herpes. You either have it or you don't, and you certainly do have it. And she's saying, I've been looking at you, and you work hard and you play hard, and you put your heart into everything that you do. And she's saying, you know, you do really have great balance. But she's showing me that you've had some setbacks in your life, both spiritually and maybe a little bit professionally. And she's saying, you know, you're ready now to get the answers you're looking for. Okay? And she's saying, as you know, you've got to go within to get those answers. So what she's showing me is this beautiful plan. She's saying, Simone, there is a higher plan for you. Okay? And she's asking you to relax, invite your angels in, and breathe. And she's saying, you know, just inhale, and when you exhale, breathe out all those worries to heaven. Okay? And put your focus on enjoying yourself, appreciating yourself and all the blessings that you have presently, because when we do, it brings in more blessings, okay? Does that make sense? And she's saying, I have to tell you, you're a great manifester. Do you know that?
I hope so.
She's saying you're a wonderful manifester. Okay, and she's showing me the new that's going to be coming into your life. She's saying put your energy and your creativity into something that you really have been wanting, okay? And she's saying don't forget, though, you know, add a little bit of self-love because you've got to love yourself first. And some of, you know, those big obstacles that we face, you know, is because we don't love ourselves enough. And you've got to love yourself first, she's saying. And once you do, you're going to see that everything is going to fall into place. So she's saying breathing is really important. And she asks that you breathe in love, you know, and breathe it in every day, Simone, okay? And get ready because new doors are waiting to open for you, okay? So she's saying I can feel the tension that you have. So, you know, just practice that breathing. Take a few breaths, and on the exhale, breathe it all upward to heaven, and you're going to feel the tension that leaves your body. You're going to feel the stress. It melts away, and you're coming back into your center. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what she's saying surprises are coming. You've been a little bit maybe restless lately, okay?
Uh-huh.
And she's saying maybe you're thinking about doing things, you know, a little bit differently on a personal level. Okay, and she's showing me, like, significant changes are coming. They're good changes, but I'm getting, are you planning on moving?
Not anything definite at the moment, but...
Okay, have you been planning on changing things around in the environment where you are presently? Because I just feel there's like a lot of energy and a lot of movement there around you.
That's true.
Any renovations or doing anything? Because there's some kind of movement.
Some work on the house and some planning, probably do the yard over and things like that, cleaning up things.
She's saying, you know, you're making beautiful, significant changes. Okay, and, you know, you're sort of like mixing up the energy, and she's shown me a lot of opportunities are going to present themselves, okay?
Okay.
And you've decided to make these beautiful changes in your life, and she's saying, you know, she's showing me a new star coming your way, okay? And she's saying, you know what, I like your style. You have the ability to handle, you know, anything that comes your way, even if it's unexpected. She's saying, Simone, you have intuition and you could see things clearly. And she's saying that's how you're going to face any difficulty that comes your way, okay? This is, she's saying, a time of transition, and she's saying you're stronger than you know. Okay, please stay positive. And she's showing me a beautiful diamond. And as we know, Joan liked diamonds, and she said, you know, that would be the only time she would exercise if someone were to put diamonds on the floor, of course, you know. But she's saying... you know, you are like a beautiful diamond yourself. You have so many beautiful facets of your personality, okay? And you have the ability to analyze the direction of, that you're going in, okay? So she asks that you believe in yourself, okay? And she's saying you're such a beautiful, sensitive, and caring woman. And these are really beautiful qualities that are quite rare, okay? So what I'm getting is, you know, just do what you're doing and let go of the stress. I feel like you're holding on to a little bit of stress that you don't need to hold on to, okay? And she's saying, Simone, please don't be critical of yourself, okay? Appreciate yourself every day. And she's saying, you know, the word success around you, okay?
Thank
you. So I'm getting, you know, there's going to be events that do happen to help restore your confidence and really to help you to connect with the success that, you know, you truly deserve. Okay? She loves your style. She loves your personality. And, you know, you can talk to her. And she's saying, just remember, please, Simone, life goes by fast. Enjoy it. Calm down. It's all funny. Okay? And I, you know, I truly believe that. One step at a time, she's saying, girlfriend, one step at a time. And you're going to connect with those beautiful dreams. So that's what I have.
Thank you. That would be lovely.
Well, it'll happen.
That
call
was
a
beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
DC, okay, you
Mary,
were saying something. I'm sorry.
I said thank you. Do you have something for Simone? I was
awe
of... Okay,
yes.
Awesome.
Oh, my gosh. The messages are amazing. So... Simona, I got three cards for you, one from Postcards from Spirit, and then the other two were from Ask Your Guides, since you were asking from your guides. So the first one is from Postcards. It says, Dearest you, do you know how much we love you and want to help you? We are here for you, and we hear you ask for guidance, but you must let go and let us help you. You don't have to do it all. You've done your part. Now let us do ours. You would be awestruck if you knew how many strings are being pulled through the matrix to give you what you need and desire. Spirit has a plan, and when you sign up to be a co-creator, you need to remember to allow the partnership. It's not one-sided. Your desires and plans meet up with those of Spirit. Remember, though, Spirit's timetable and ideas of how things will play out may be quite different from yours. Trust us. Spirit's ideas are amazing. Now let go and let us do the magic. Pay attention to other areas of your life, and before you know it, a miracle will have taken place. We love you so much. Wow, that's so beautiful. That's just a confirmation of what the ladies were mentioning. It's like miracles coming your way. And then, oh my gosh, these cards are so amazing. So two cards from the Ask Your Guides. The first card that fell out was the Restriction Joy Guide card. And then I just picked out a couple of things from the book because the other card is the one I really want to read, which I was guided to. So it says, your joy guides are tapping at your mind's door, hoping to open it and free you from the corner. Any narrow or presumptuous thinking on your part may be unwittingly backing you into. And then it's time for a fresh look and a new viewpoint on all things. The best way to achieve this is to treat yourself to a heavy dose of humor. So I picked those little points for you because, I mean, what the messages that came through from Lenny and Nicola and DC and Ginger were just amazing and just on par from everything what this card represents. And then the next one really is amazing. It's the Leadership Holy Spirit card. And then it says, this one I have to read, they told me. It says, the Holy Spirit is encouraging you to consciously and fully embrace the leadership role you're carving out for yourself. Through your focus, dedication, stability, and discipline, you're emerging from the background and becoming recognized for both your competence and wisdom. Others are naturally attracted to your charismatic vibration and will follow your lead as they rightfully sense that you can be trusted. The Holy Spirit is your guiding force as you motivate and inspire others. Indeed, the very word inspire comes from the word spirit and means to invite or to inhale the Holy Spirit into your life and move you towards your creative and spiritual best. And I was drawn to creative because Lenny gave you a message on your creativity. So they wanted me to highlight your creativity. You are creative, even though you don't know it. The Holy Spirit affirms that your assignment for now is to shine your bright light on the world and make no apologies for your enthusiasm or confidence as you lead others to higher ground. I'm so chilled. Wow. Be mindful, however, not to overdrive yourself and become disconnected from your source, or you risk getting burnt out. Enthusiasm is like fire and must be contained or it can consume you. The Holy Spirit's message is lead with confidence. And Simone, I am chilled from head to toe. Seriously. Like,
I
it's
have
so
the same
amazing.
Thing.
Ooh,
wow.
I feel like somebody's like touching my head and then it went all the way down.
You too?
Okay. And I feel like somebody's holding my arm. So amazing. That's so beautiful. Leadership role. And I mean, the Holy Spirit, you know, helping you. And just take time and relax. You know, don't go on overdrive. I feel like, you know, the joy guides also came in so that you could have laughter in your life as well. So both cards were amazing. I mean, all three cards were amazing. And you have miracles coming and the Spirit has a plan for you. I mean, I can't say anymore. It's just such a beautiful reading from all of us.
Really? Wow, thank you.
Make sure you call us back because we definitely want to hear about all these good things that are coming your way.
I hope so. I got chills, too, all over. Wow.
Yes. So amazing. I mean, and it's funny because I that card fell out and then the other one was staring at me and they were like, okay, you got to give her this card, the leadership, Holy Spirit card. I'm like, okay. So,
and Mary,
that's
leader too. So I'm going to validate that you are, you know, supposed to be a leader, Simone. And Ginger is saying that she has healing paws, but you have healing hands.
That's
so
funny.
I don't know. She's saying, you know, she's saying, girlfriend, you're a healer, you know. So I don't know if you've, you know, have you gone down that path and explored, you know, that part of yourself? You have amazing healing abilities.
Yeah, this is going to sound weird, but yeah, I have been able to take certain pains away sometimes. Not like, it's just a feeling. It's not something I've really explored in essence. And as you mentioned it, I can feel my hands getting warm, which is weird.
Yeah, yeah. You definitely, you know, that's something that you have and maybe look into it. And Ginger is saying, you know, don't be afraid. And, you know, she wants to come over and maybe, you know, spend some time outdoors with you and, you know, just sniff around and explore all the possibilities, okay?
Awesome. I have the dogs here exploring away. I wish you could.
And she's saying, tell everyone that you talk to the dog, okay?
Talking about dog, we had to give up two dogs already, but And both were special, but the second one that we lost 3 years ago, he was really something.
And what's his
it just
name?
All went very fast. His name was Bing.
B-E-A-N-G?
B-I-N-G.
Oh, Bing.
B-I-N-G.
Okay.
Bing.
Bing, okay. Okay, let's see, Ginger. Okay. Well, I feel like, you know, he is with you, and I'm hearing, you know, that as he watches you, he's saying you've had some, you know, really difficult times, but he wants you to just, you know, focus on what you're doing, take care of the little things, and he's saying, you know, sometimes we look at the big picture, but we don't, you know, we don't look at the little things. If we take care of the little things, you know, everything becomes clearer. He's saying that he listens to, you know, maybe when you're, I don't know if you pray or you're just talking to heaven, but he's with you. And I'm getting you've got to take a little bit better care of yourself. Are you drinking enough water?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Okay. Because they want you to, you know, to just, you know, make sure you're taking care of yourself. I'm getting water is really important. He's actually, you know, like, he's actually been, like, barking to get your attention. So when you're sleeping, do you hear any kind of barking?
Not that I can remember, but...
Okay, well, he's been trying to connect with you, and he's asking that, being that he's got your attention right now, he wants you to make a promise to yourself that you're going to do something really wonderful just for you and doing it really soon, okay?
Okay.
Give yourself permission. He's saying you deserve, you know, to do something really beautiful for yourself. You took amazing care of him, and he's still with you. Okay, he's, you know, just in a different form. And he loves that you're into the spiritual journey. He thinks it's absolutely wonderful. Okay? Okay, so he's coming in. But you know what I have to ask you? He's bringing a woman in with a K name, and the woman is connected to your grandparents. Okay? So Bing is saying the reason I brought her in is because he wants you to... Do you know a little bit about your family history? You know, because I feel like what he's telling me is that if you look into it, there's going to be something that you discover that's going to help you through your journey, okay?
Okay.
So he's saying, you know, mm-hmm. just look into your family history. Okay. I'm also getting, you know, I'm hearing soft music. Do you like to play music?
Oh, I always have music on usually. Yeah, in the car and, yeah.
Well, he says that's a great way, you know, to just release and just, you know, it's sort of a form of meditation. It's really good. He's showing me your ankle. Have you hurt your ankle?
I cut my ankle not too long ago, yeah.
Okay.
It was just a scrape.
Okay. All righty. Do you have a lot of books? Because I'm sort of seeing like a library, you know?
Oh, yeah, we have a lot of books.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, that's what I, you know, that's what I have from him. But he's saying, please promise me that you're going to do something for yourself, just for you, because you deserve it. And he loves you, and he's so blessed that he had the opportunity to connect with you. Okay, and he's saying, please take that leap of faith. And, you know, I'm going to be there. And he's with your, you know, with those that have gone before you. And Ginger and he are having a conversation right now.
I think part of him is in our youngest dog right now.
Okay, and what is the youngest dog's name?
The youngest right now? His name is George.
Okay, George, okay. All right, well, you know, I'm going to see. Mary, do you have any other messages?
No.
No? Okay, Nicola, are you back? She's been getting knocked off of the blog season.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening to everyone. You've had some wonderful messages, Simona. I'll give you an additional message. You have, from Len. He was singing a song, but I don't know where it's from, but he inserted the name Bing. It's Bing, baby, Bing, baby, give me a chance. Give me something that I can remember. And he said, he just wants to tell you that things that have gone on in your life at the moment, it is a little bit generic, this, but it will mean something.
Mm-hmm.
A little message from Bing, fulfillment of wishes. So that which you've already been told by the lovely ladies and myself and Len, yes,
mm-hmm.
you're coming into, you're definitely coming into some And Len's, he's got him at the side of him, and he's saying, he's giving you a little waggy tail for that one. So a wag of the tail is yes. We all know what Len is like. Your intuition is telling you when he's around, when Bing is around, okay? Definitely.
Yeah.
And Len wants you to know there's a lot of strength around you, but it's not. This is not from Bing. He just wants you to know that you're strong. You need to be told that. You need to know it, he said. So, but he said he thinks it's all the nicer that you know from the lovely messages you've had that Bing is around you. Yeah? But what I like is he said the message he's giving you from Bing is when he's been with you, you have had disruption around you because he's felt the energy of that, yeah? But the new beginnings that are coming in make it all worthwhile. New beginnings. And Bing will go along for the journey with you. So I do see that that's, I agree with everything. Well, of course I do. Everything you've been told is absolutely where you're headed. So I think you could be happy with that. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're so welcome.
Thank you. Amazing.
So welcome.
Thanks, that was beautiful, ladies.
Thank you. And Ginger's playing the song, Who Let the Dogs Out? She's so happy that the dogs are coming through with, you know, with messages. So her tail is wagging as well. And she's saying that your loyal companion is with you always, okay? So I just...
He was the sweetest thing.
Yes, oh my gosh. And he's asking you to have a little bit more faith and trust. Okay, and he too is with you to guide you as the way Ginger is with me. Okay.
Nice. Well, thank you so much. It was so worth staying up for.
Yay. Oh, thank you.
You're so
thank
welcome.
You so much.
Make sure you give us a call
you
back.
Will.
I will definitely do that. I wish you ladies a wonderful show tonight. Thank you again so much.
Thank you.
And I will fully let you know. Love back to Lenny.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye
now.
Have a great good night.
Oh, that was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Wow, that was a beautiful reading. Wow.
Yes,
wow.
It was. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So are you ladies ready? We have a caller from last week that I'm going to pick up next because that person was on hold for a while. Last week, so
oh,
I'm going to pick the number up now.
Wonderful.
Area code 717. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
My name's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Do you have a question for us, Lisa?
I just wanted to know if any of my family members are around me or my kids.
Okay.
And what you might possibly see for any of us.
Okay. I'm sure Lenny is ready.
Lenny,
hold on,
he's here. When you were talking, I got a guy coming forward, and I'm going to apologize to everybody. I always go quiet. I never because always Len's going right. Let's get started. But while I've got Len saying that, I have the guy coming forward to me. So this is quite a tall, and if I may say so, he's showing himself as quite a thin guy. So far, does that tell you anything?
You said tall?
Tall, yeah.
No. I mean,
nope.
Not skinny tall.
He's an older gentleman. He's an older gentleman. No. Nope.
Not that I can think of. But I knew,
right. Let's see what
a lot of my relatives I didn't know.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, this guy, when you talk, he comes through stronger. So he works through voice, and some do. Some mediums do. But when you said that, he now comes further into me, and I'm not seeing him in front of me as though he's really there, like I sometimes do. I'm seeing him in my third eye. But he comes up close and I see his face and he's wearing a hat. So this is probably not, if you're not sure of who it is, it might not make sense. He's wearing a kind of a hat. I don't know what you would call it. It's like a we call them where I'm from, a flat cap. So it's quite a flat hat perched to one side of his head. I get a connection to him that he worked outdoors or he liked to be outside a lot. He's telling me he did. And he's also showing me...
Is it like a baseball hat? What we would call like a baseball cap?
I know what a baseball cap is, but I cannot see the peak, the front of it, the raised part. I can only see...
Okay.
I'm just going to be honest. Yeah. But he's an older gentleman, so I'm going to say he was older when he passed, of course. But he shows me he's wearing, and it looks like... It could be from way back, because he's wearing a leather waistcoat. I don't know if it's helpful. No, right. Well, he is. He's wearing a waistcoat, and it's. He shows me the texture up close, and it's leather, and he's smiling. But he was quite a character. He liked to dance. He could dance, and he liked to sing as well. I'm shown an image of him. I don't know if he had connections to Ireland, but I'm shown the shamrock, and he's stood in a bar. And he likes to sing when he's in there and people know him. It could give me quite the movie for you here. So, yeah. So Lenny is held back because he's want to give him a chance to speak if you want to ask him questions or anything you'd like to know.
I mean, Irish, huh?
And he had a little dog as well because now I'm seeing a little dog that looks like a little what we call a Jack Russell. That's the only way I can describe this little dog to you.
I mean, it might be his great grandparent. That's the only thing I could think of.
I want to say paternal, so on the father's side, okay? When I ask him, he gives me the energy of paternal. But he's got... When he speaks, he's got what we call a lilt to his voice, and it which means he's got an inflection of Irish in it. So I'm right on the Irish because he showed me the bar. He showed me. I'm not necessarily connecting Ireland with just a bar, but in this bar is where I'm seeing the shamrock. So
right.
That's why he's making the connection. But it was more about him going in there to sing and dance. He's quite talented in that area.
Aww.
Yeah. And he was known for the hat that he wears. Thank you. He's giving me quite the detail, but is there anything that you want me to ask him that's helpful for you?
What side of the family is he on?
Well,
is my mom
so
or is my dad?
Your dad, down the father's side. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's on the father's side. Yeah.
Probably my grandmother's, my dad's mom's dad. Maybe.
He's not telling me. He's just smiling. He doesn't answer me when I ask that and when he listens to you, but he is just smiling. But it feels like he's waiting. Yeah. I'm going to ask Len to give you the messages while he stood there and see if he comes in with anything else. Right. This is generic, but I'm going to ask it for a reason. Is there something that's particularly been bothering you recently? Because he's holding up an umbrella. Len's holding up an umbrella, and he's saying that's to tell you that you're protected, that there's nothing that should be worrying you. And he also tells me that if you've been feeling a little bit low sometimes, there's a meeting of friends coming in and you're not expecting it. He's saying there's a meeting of people, you're not expecting it, but it turns out much better than you think it will. And it also, and I'm getting a lovely feeling, it leaves you feeling, and the word that he's using is refreshed. And then as I said that, the grandfather figure, as I'll call him, started to do a little dance and he's calling it a jig. And he's whistling and he's saying, yeah, do a little bit of that. So they're both laughing now, not at you, with you, because they're saying
right. It's
a good idea for you to do anything that uplifts you at the moment, because it's this upliftment that's going to move you forward with something. And I see you looking through. Do you do research for anything?
Once in a while I'll do a search on kind trying to figure out who my grandparents were and just some of my family,
yeah.
You know.
Okay. Well, there's some interesting newspaper articles the grandfather is telling me. I'm going to call him grandfather for now. He's smiling at that. But I am, because he's giving me information now. There's I'm opening up old files. So it is historical, of course, which you would expect. But in it, there are some newspaper articles, but they're quite interesting. I think you would find them, I'm getting chills, thank you. You find them quite fascinating. So it's in your past, but it's something quite interesting about your family. Because
yeah.
I'm seeing these newspaper. Yeah. He's showing me that. And he's saying it's worth a look. It's worth taking a look. He's said it twice. It will guide you to who he is. It will also help you. And you'll learn something you didn't know. So there are hidden things, but good. Things you will like. I want to say connected to how one of the things is, they're showing me farming. One of the things is some success to do with farming or animals. I don't know if you had any inventors in your family or scientist, we'll say, type careers with people.
I am a, my grandmother, but that was my mom's mom, was a...
Still can be. It can be giving the message from her as well.
From Kodak.
Oh, okay, Kodak, yeah. Okay, so he's saying, if you get the chance, or if you want to do it as a, he's calling it a pastime, just do some research into this, what he's telling you about these newspaper articles, because you're going to find it very interesting. And he's saying it's probably going to start, it's going to start you on a new hobby for some reason.
Is he giving you a name to search or something like that? Like an area to look up?
Start at the beginning. Right, I want to say I'm going to take you quite a way back in terms of from now. Start at the beginning of the 20th century. So go back as far as that. Some of it is quite historic, but some of it is newer than that. And he's taking me to the 1950s. So he is giving me that. He's giving me the 1950s. And I personally would be very interested to know if what I'm giving you turns out to be the information that he's guiding you to. He's saying it will intrigue you to the point that it starts something new for you. And he's showing me vintage cars as well. So there's something around vintage cars. It's quite impressive when he takes me through your family. You've got some very intelligent minds, quite academic minds as well.
Mom has mentioned some that actually went to Cornell.
Yes, yeah. Well, he's saying that you're all quite academic, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of come through to validate about the family, yeah?
Yeah.
But he's hoping that when you do some more research, you'll discover about him and it will be very interesting to you. So I really like that. Would you like to ask him anything else? Well, to ask him anything in general.
I want to know how my dad is doing.
Are you asking, is your father in spirit?
Yeah, he is in spirit.
Is your father in spirit? He is. Okay.
Yes.
Right, because Lenny's guiding me to tell you that souls are eternal, and so it's quite difficult to discern between the energy of one that's passed and one that's on the earth plane. So I want to give it, it's kind of like with me, I like permission to give if it's going to be from higher self. But it's okay, his spirit side. So you want to know if he's okay?
Yeah.
Right, you're getting this from Len. Now, he's not here. He's not come through with Len. Wait a minute. Hang on. Len's going, whoa, there. Now we have another gentleman, and he's got... Right, his hair on the lighter end of the scale, and he would have worn glasses. And they looked at.
Yep.
He had a... Yep. Oh, right, I've got him. And he's blonde. Not blonde, but it's got like a sandy... I want to say thread through it, in with the blonde, dark blonde. That's what he would have been when he was younger. But he's presenting as middle-aged to me. Yeah, yeah. He's here. He's holding up what would have been called a while ago, because I don't know that many people use them now, a briefcase. So now it's all laptop cases, isn't it, and other such things. But he's showing me a briefcase, and he's holding it up to you. And it has information in it. Does it mean anything?
I knew he had a briefcase, but I never
yeah.
saw it.
Okay, well, he's holding it up for you. And he's wearing what we call a trench coat. He's got quite a smart coat. He's put that on to show you. But he knows and I know that it's him. Okay, so and I've told you the way he looks, etc. He's absolutely fine. Did he have a connection to, or did he like, I want to say music like from a jazz band or, how can I say, or swing music, it used to be called in the clubs.
No.
Well, he's taking me to that. So he's taking me to something to do with this. So I'm going to say that's for you then, because he gives it for a reason. But he's telling me about, he's giving you some research again, because he's talking about what they used to call the speakeasies. He's wearing one of the hats that they used to have. Was it in the 20s, 30s? He's showing me a beautiful black car pulling up outside of a club. It's just gorgeous. It's all my favourite era, actually, was the 30s. But this is for you. And he's saying there's some research to be done about that time as well, but it's all good. Yeah?
Okay.
He's telling you to look into that. That's you. Instead of it being, Lenny's saying it to me, for once he said it's not a Lenny homework. It's homework from Dad. So your father's giving you homework. He's saying, research that, and he's going to be around when you do. When you do any of this research, he's going to be around you, and you'll know he's there. Yeah, okay. And he's already blowing you a kiss, and he's so, so happy to connect with you. He just keeps giving me this big smile. Again, he's quite close up to me, so now I'm not seeing him fully in the coat. I'm just seeing his face and the glasses. I want to give you something about him. Quite a well-spoken man. He had a sense of humour, but it was more of one that we call it a wry sense of humour. He could be I don't know how to put this across. Len, give me something that you always, if you walked in a room, you would know it was him if he was laughing. Yeah?
Yeah.
He had a distinct, he's saying it was quite distinct. But he didn't... His words were well chosen. It's connected to a lady that at the time she used to like to wear pearls, and she used to play with them around her neck, and her nails were quite long and well manicured. And this lady, she had quite short hair. I want to say the shape was kind of like what we call a bob, but it was very wavy. So it's slightly curly, but mostly wavy. She was a very smart woman. I'm getting some perfume. It's quite a distinctive evening one, I want to say. Yeah? Again, I feel like, right, I'm being given the perfume. You cannot, well, I don't know if you can buy it now. It's an old one. And it's called, it must have been from a younger days, Evening in Paris. He said, look that one up. That's what the perfume is called. Yeah?
Okay.
So he's been quite detailed in giving you as much as he can. There is a connection to this lady in the family. She is spirit side. She presents, but I don't feel that they were, I don't feel it's man and wife, relative, but not man and wife. Okay? Now, she also was very good at dancing when she was younger. She did ballet. She's quite elegant, very graceful. She did ballet when she was young. And she appreciated the fine arts, so she shows me paintings, artwork, sculptures, that kind of thing. So I'm being taken to quite a lot of the finer things in life in your family, as Lenny is saying in my ear.
Oh, yeah.
So I can imagine, can you connect with any of that?
I'm thinking that was my mom's mother. Because she was very well cultured.
Yeah, she's giving me. She's smiling, and she just did a very slight nod of her head, and then she gave me a pirouette like a ballerina, and very elegant, very slim, you know, very well proportioned, as she wants me to tell you.
And her name
was
Dolly.
Did you say Dolly?
Her name was Dolly.
Dolly, yeah. Well, she says Dolly's doing a twirl for you. She's twirling round. Very, very elegant, very light on her feet. And for some reason, I'm to tell you, she was very, very particular about what she ate. She said that someone in the family will be laughing if you tell them. Someone who would remember her. She liked, she had a sweet tooth, even though she was very careful about what she ate.
Mm-hmm.
And she liked a certain type of cake. And I do not know what it's called, but it's just like, it's like a piece of cake, but it's pink. It's very light pink, and it has cherries on. She's showing me that. Apparently, I'm to tell you that. Yeah, and she's they all are, but she's quite wonderful in her energy. When she laughs, she throws her head back. Everything is graceful, every move that she makes. Yeah? Very attractive lady. She's happy to hear that. She bows her head to me for that one. But Len's just confirmed it in my ear. Len's doing, she is. So she's really lovely. But they're all saying that they're always around you. And I think for me to bring them in the way that I have, well, the way that they wanted to come in for you, tells me that that's part of the protection. When we talk about having messages from our guides and angels, that can be family members that have passed. And I feel that they're around you a lot more than you realise. I don't know if you're aware or you feel it or they give you signs. They do sometimes leave you little signs. The lady that does the ballet dance says she actually does give you perfume sometimes. She communicates the energy of perfume. Yeah, she said so. Yeah. She said you'll notice it now, and she's laughing, but when she laughs, she does that throwing her head back gracefully. I could imagine her, I'm saying to her in my head, but I'll say it to you out loud. I could imagine her in a movie, you know? I'm going to say an old movie, very elegant ladies with the beautifully tailored suits and the heels and the handbag, everything matches. She's very much like that. Very much like that. But she says that some part of her, how she is in personality, is the same for you. She feels that you connected that way. You sometimes, she says sometimes when she's with you, she and the thoughts that you think, she smiles to herself and sometimes she laughs at the way that you approach life. Apparently you're very much in that way like your own mother. I don't know if you can identify with that, but it's what she's saying.
Yeah.
You have traits and you're very particular about certain things. Now, that's easy to say, but she said she emphasised the word certain. You're quite particular, and I think you are at home. She takes me to the kitchen. I could talk to you for hours. She's saying that you have certain ways that you put things like drinking cups, glasses, as we say. You're very... very certain on how you do it, so that you know she's around you. Yeah. And you like things to match up. For example, she's laughing. They're all laughing because they say, when you get a gift, you're not ungrateful. You're very grateful of a gift. But what happens with you is you have an idea what's inside the box. And when it doesn't match up, there is a slight little bit of disappointment. But not because you're a negative person. Just because you've got very certain ideas and an eye for detail.
So does my youngest.
She said definitely that. There are certain things that go down family lines, aren't there? Yeah. And she's laughing. And I'll give you this because she's saying there is a connection to trains, but it's old steam trains, if you know what I mean by that. I don't know who that is, but.
My boyfriend has a thing for steam trains.
So you do know she's around you now. Yeah. Yeah, she said, I don't know if he has a badge. He's got some kind of memorabilia. I am so cold because my area where I'm sat, the table, is filling up with people for you. So absolutely, they're all here and it's like they're all curious. We've all come to see the lady, you know, that kind of feeling. But the badge and all the memorabilia, she said, he's got some of that. He's very enthusiastic, And mm-hmm. she said his idea of the perfect day out or date with you would be to travel on steam trains for the day. And she's sort of winking at me and saying, hint, hint, at you. It's the perfect gig for him.
Yep.
So, yep, she thinks that would absolutely make his day sometime.
Mm-hmm.
But
they're
all saying that, they're with you. They're with you. Again, she's saying you're protected, so if you've got any worries, she says when you sit and overthink, she sits on, kind of like saying, sitting on your shoulder going, if only you knew that you don't need to worry, that these worries you've got, when they're in the past, you won't even look back on them. So if you have got anything particular that's worrying you, you can let it go, okay?
Mm-hmm. I'm trying.
And Lenny's saying, they know. She's saying it is difficult. It's easy to say from their perspective because they don't have the dense energy of Earth, those feelings that go with living as we do. But they're saying that things are a lot lighter than you think they are.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm getting is there's light at the end of the tunnel and it's going to be very welcome for you. And when I get to the end of the tunnel, what I'm seeing is like bright orange and great big yellow sunshine and rays coming from it.
That'd be awesome.
So that's a good omen. When I get that, I'm happy because that's saying the sun really does come up for you. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm just going to give you one message that I'm guided to give you as a sort of little, you can call it a spirit gift, and then I'll hand you over to the lovely ladies.
Okay.
Yeah, spend time in quiet meditation. Spiritual teaching and self-discovery. So self-discovery, the saying is to remind you, part of learning the history, discoveries you make when you go through the research, you learn a lot about yourself and your family, and you're going to really mm-hmm. like it.
Okay?
So that's what they're saying to you. Spend some time on yourself, just in meditation or just doing something you want to do, and then also it's kind of spiritual for you. So we're going to give you that with a lot of love and light and some Lenny loves. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
And I'm going to hand you over to the wonderful ladies. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Nicola, that was absolutely beautiful. And as you were talking, I was getting so many visions and all these different messages. And I began to hear the song, Lisa, Ooh Child, Things Are Going to Get Easier.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so that was playing as Nicola was giving you that beautiful message. In the beginning, when you first said your name, I saw Paris. So
wow.
I don't know which ancestor it is, but I believe it's the woman in spirit, and there's a connection to Paris. And when Nicola was describing her, I saw her too, and she's got this amazing personality. Whereas as if she walked into the room and there were 100 people, she would be noticed. She's got an amazing mm-hmm. personality. I saw her in the color pink. I mean, it was just really, really beautiful. And she wanted to tell you, you too are beautiful. And she was saying that she watches over you, you know, and your family. And she asks mm-hmm. that you look toward the future, okay?
Yep.
Keep looking toward the future, okay? Mm-hmm. And when Nicola was saying, you know, about like, you know, she watched what she was eating, she's saying you too do. You don't struggle with food, you know? And she was showing me, okay, what was she showing me here? Okay, I was seeing a big L in the sky. So I don't know, there's a connection with someone in spirit with an L name. So I was getting possibly another Lisa or a Lucy. So I don't know if you, you know, can connect with that, but there's an L in spirit.
Not
for
that
you.
I know of.
Okay, and she's standing next to a lady with a J name. Okay? So they have a connection to the colder months. It wouldn't be, you know, they have some kind of a connection to the colder months. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I was also getting, she was saying, you know, as you were a little girl, sometimes you felt that you were expected to do too much, okay?
Yeah.
And she loves, you know, what you're doing now. And I was also getting, she's saying that you're really talented. Grandparents. So I don't know, you know, if you, do you remember what kind of talent your grandparents had? Because that's what she was telling me.
Unfortunately, I was estranged from my grandparents at the age of like 7. So I don't remember much, and I didn't hardly see them at all.
Okay. Well, she loves your passion. She's saying, you know, you are very passionate, and you have some beautiful qualities, and I almost feel like they're so pure that they're almost childlike, okay? And she's saying, you know, let yourself, you know, have those pleasures and let yourself feel them the way you did as a child. And you deserve, she said, you deserve to have fun. You'll sacrifice so much for others. But you do see that you're part of something bigger, okay? So I'm getting you're really intuitive. She's showing me you're really intuitive. Do you take time to maybe relax and do a little bit of meditation?
I'm trying to do that more now than I ever did before. I just found out about, like, meditation and started understanding it a lot better.
Okay, well, that's good. And she's saying you're taking this journey seriously, and she's showing me, like, you're going forward, and it's beautiful. I hear, like, a soft music playing in the background. And I'm seeing that, you know, you're connecting with your loved ones in spirit as you're dreaming. So I don't know if you're aware of that.
No, I'm not.
Well, put an intention before you go to bed that you want to connect with them, and then have a dream journal. And when you wake up, before you open your eyes for 1 to 2 minutes, keep them closed and put that intention to remember whatever it is that you need to know now, okay?
Okay.
And I'm also getting that you're clairaudient, that you hear things. You think maybe someone's calling your names, or you hear sounds and you're looking around. So you're very clairaudient. Okay, are you... Are you noticing the sound?
Sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not. I have really bad ringing in my ears, like that's constant.
Okay.
So I mean, my hearing's starting to go a little bit. But like once in a while I'll hear a sound or a
noise. Yeah, some of it is like spirit trying to connect with you. And I'm getting like this woman in spirit, she's just saying you're such a divine creation. Please remember that. And your family and spirit, they're just so proud of you. She was pointing to your ears. Do you also have any issues with your eyes?
Yeah.
Okay, because she's saying that. Did you have maybe a piece of jewelry or like a locket or something that you misplaced? Because I'm getting that there was something very sentimental to you, but you may have misplaced it.
I found my charm bracelet, and I found a ring I had bought to replace my wedding band, or my wedding ring last year.
Good, okay, she's saying the word aunt. Is there something with an aunt and some kind of difficulty? Maybe this aunt is someone you can count on? Maybe when, you know, you had bad times or something, because she's saying the word aunt.
My dad has two sisters and two sister-in-laws, and my mom has a sister.
Okay,
and
do you connect
all of them are still alive.
Okay, because I'm getting one of them might be a little bit more special than the other.
I mean, I did meet my Aunt Bonnie more than I met my other aunt.
Okay.
And I know Aunt Bonnie has a lot of health issues.
Okay. What is the connection with music? Because I'm getting you have, like, this special connection with music.
Oh, I just love music. I've always wanted to be a singer, and I never had the voice.
Okay. That's what she's showing me. Do you have a lot of books? Because I'm seeing, like, a stack of books. I almost feel like you have a library.
I do have a shelf full of books.
Okay. Are any of those books about things that you want to really look into, maybe a study? Because she's saying that, you know, you should be studying something.
I mean, I bought a lot of self-help books.
Okay, well, that's, you know, that's a great where, that's a great place to start. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And she, you know, she loves that, you know, that you're into music, and she's saying
mm-hmm.
that you do have musical talent. Okay, so
mm-hmm.
she wants you to know that you really do have some talent in that area. Okay.
Okay. Uh huh.
And the gentleman, when Nicola was talking about the gentleman, I did see the gentleman. Was that your dad? I saw, like, light brown hair.
My dad had black hair.
Okay, well,
I'm
I was connecting
if it
with
wasn't
a
like his dad
like
or his
hair.
Uncle.
Okay, I did see, first I saw the gentleman with the brown hair, and then I did see the gentleman with the black hair, and he was standing
mm-hmm.
next to a woman that also had dark hair.
That might have been his mom.
Okay.
Or my
okay.
mother-in-law.
And I'm getting the words, I guess it's your dad, boundaries. Is there someone that you need to set boundaries with?
My ex.
Okay. Because he's showing me that, you know, that you're walking into this brand new life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he, I just want you to be happy. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And he's so happy that he got to connect today, and he's just saying, you know, don't force things to happen is what I'm hearing, that
right.
you're going to have, you know, more independence, and you're going to, you know, be able to just count on yourself more.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, I don't know if you feel it at times, but he's saying, I'm still here with you. I'm standing next to you. So I do feel like he's, you know, he's very near you. Okay.
Right.
And he wants you to take back your power in regard to your ex. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
And he's telling me that you were always the best thing in his life. And he's sending you so much love. And I'm also hearing that you hear his voice or you heard his voice is what he's showing me.
Maybe.
So I guess, yeah, I think that's with the ears that I was saying. And he's saying, don't be afraid to reach out to others, you know, in times of need. I feel like you try to do everything yourself, and he's saying there are others that will help you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's just saying, I'm sorry I'm not there with you physically. I really, really, you know, I love you, and I wish I could be there physically with you. Please, he's saying, please take good care of yourself. Is there a special meal that you and he may have enjoyed together? Because I'm seeing this plate for him, this plate for you, and I see the two of you just sitting there together and really enjoying, you know, a meal and laughing, beautiful conversation.
That might be my father-in-law, actually.
Okay. Well, he's asking you to think, you know, about him, and please make a special meal maybe that the two of you enjoyed, and, you know, set a place for him, okay?
Uh-huh.
And just, you know, he's saying just, you know that I am with you. And he's with you too. So you've got a beautiful support system, you know, in heaven. You really do. But they're all with you, and... What is he showing me? Okay. I just feel like, before he passed, did he know? Because I feel like he's saying part of me knew, like that he was leaving before he actually did, you know? And he's asking that you forgive him for leaving as well. Okay?
Yeah. I mean, he knew. I mean, he...
That's what he's saying. You know, he knew, and he's saying, you know, please forgive me. Okay?
Uh-huh.
But you do have so many, like I said, so many in spirit watching over you. And he's saying, you know, I'm sorry that you've been going through so much. You've been facing so many obstacles. But please stay positive. You know, I'm there to help. You know, you can talk to me. You can talk to your dad. There's so many there that, you know, besides your divine team, he's saying, please trust me that things are going to turn out better, and they'll be even better than you hoped for.
Okay?
He's saying there's going to be so much happiness coming your way. Okay, so they're all watching over you, and they're so glad that you were able to call in tonight. He's saying, please, you know, listen to your own instincts.
Uh-huh.
And Something that you want to do, because he's saying, you know, you're thinking about something, but he doesn't feel like it's going to serve you. Okay, he feels like you should be on a different path, in other words.
Okay.
That things have been changing in your life. He's saying, but, you know, hold on to your dreams and just, you know, reevaluate things, look over them again, refocus a little bit, and, you know, put your energy in a different place is what I'm getting for him, from him. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. What's showing me? So I just, you know, I'm hearing the word decision. Please, you know, think about the decision that you have to make.
Okay.
I feel like you're sort of almost like torn between two things, maybe something that you think is good for you and maybe something that may be good for others. He's showing me like, you know, like a shirt that's tearing. And that to me means like, they're, you know, like you're torn between, you know, two things. And he wants you to, you know, to be happy. And he's
right.
just saying there is, you know, there's something else and there's a different path for you to go down. You don't see it quite yet, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And he's just, you know, like you're seeing the negative things and they're sort of stopping you in your tracks.
Right.
But he's saying, remember your decisions, you know, they'll bring positive as well. So he's asking
right.
that you start looking more so on the brighter side of life, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so they're all with you. They all send you love, hon. I'm trying to see if I, Nicole was going through it and I was getting all these messages. I'm like, oh, my goodness. They're all like talkers, you know? They all like to talk. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you planning any kind of trip at all?
Not yet. I want to do something with my daughter for the summer, but I haven't really planned anything yet.
Okay. Because I'm getting it might need to be postponed, okay? There might be, like, circumstances
okay.
around it, okay?
Okay.
Just put a little bit more thought into what he's saying.
Okay.
Take your time, no? And he's just telling me, you know, there's changes coming, there's opportunities coming. You can't
okay.
see them, but they're coming. And I'm hearing, you know, you are going to have success in your life.
Okay.
So please believe in yourself. And he's saying he knows that, you know, for some time now, things haven't gone the way that you had hoped.
Right.
Okay. He feels what you're feeling, the sadness, you know, unhappiness. Sometimes there's
mm-hmm.
a little bit of regret. But
mm-hmm.
he's saying don't just hold on to this because good is coming. Okay? You know,
okay.
don't forget about your dreams is
okay.
what I'm getting. And he's saying, you know, you've been a little bit tired. And when he said that, I felt tired. You sort of need maybe like a little bit of a change of scenery.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, with your family, if you went to the country, because I feel like I'm seeing like a lot of greenery and just roads that are not like really that traveled. So I feel like, you know, he's showing me the countryside.
Hmm.
Okay. And
okay.
he's just saying that it'll help you to feel better, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So that's what I've got for you, but he's saying please, you know, just know that it's safe for you to go forward, you know, consider your
mm-hmm.
options.
Okay.
And I was getting a couple animals coming forward. I saw like a cat and a dog, so I don't know which one of your family members love the animals.
Oh, we do. I had cats and dogs.
Okay, well, that's awesome. My dog Ginger's in spirit, and she's saying that you're a good person. She loves people that love animals, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's basically what I have for you. And, like I said, your family members were so happy to come in. And your uncle, you know, when you have that favorite meal, he wants to connect with you. So just sit there and have a conversation with him, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to turn you over to Mary Lisa, and I thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
You're
wow,
welcome.
That's amazing. All those, all those messages, spirit coming through, all your family members. I kept hearing aunt, and it's funny because as I was hearing it, VC mentioned it as well. So I'm not sure if the aunt is living or if
she's in spirit, but I kept hearing aunt, and I'm like,
well,
okay, I'll just mention
it. All my aunts are alive.
Okay, good. Yeah. So maybe there's one, the one that you're closest to, perhaps reach out to her if you can, because
okay.
I'm getting all tingly, and I feel like, and I feel energy on my right hand and on my right side, like all throughout my whole right side. So make sure that, you know, perhaps reach out to her and, you
okay.
know, just check on her, because I kept hearing aunt, and now I'm all tingly. So I just, you know, note. And then you know, these messages are beautiful. So I pulled out postcards from Spirit for you, and also the Angels and Ancestors Oracle deck for you. And then I'll read the Oracle deck first. The Moon card came up for you, and it says, take note of intuitive messages. And so ironic that the ladies were mentioning about your, you know, you're getting intuitive messages, and you're
mm-hmm.
listening more, you're hearing more, you're feeling, you're smelling. You're going to start, like, picking up on all these, like, hearing
okay.
your name, you know. So the reading, it says, use your intuition, practice discernment, see through illusions and blockages. That's the message. And it says, the moon is strongly associated with the divine feminine and the energy of receiving. If the sun is God, the moon is goddess. And so she offers a powerful energy of polarity and balance. She has a cyclic energy and is therefore strongly connected to emotions, which often come and go in waves, and to somewhat interesting behavior. So when the moon appears in a reading, you are often being told that not everything is as it seems. The moon has a dark side, just dark, not negative, and can show you what you've been kept in the dark about. Oof, I'm so chilled, Lisa. Oh, and then the extended message of this card is lunar energies are surrounding your life, allowing you to understand what is standing in your way. Not everything is as it seems, and you're being guided to use your discernment. When the moon appears, intuitive or psychic urges are increased. So take note of any feelings arising at this time. And before I continue, I just want to know, let you know, obviously, there's a new moon. It was yesterday, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, this is a time to start, you know, like using your intuition and your psychic abilities, because you do have them, Lisa.
Okay.
And then, they are messages from your soul and angels. The moon shines her light on all that has been kept in the dark. So ask yourself if you are avoiding anything or refusing to deal with something of importance. If so, it could be holding you in the shadows when your destiny is to be in the light. If this card appears when you feel someone isn't being completely real with you, know that their intentions will be revealed to you. The moon has no secrets. She reveals all. Oh, my gosh. I'm, like, totally chilled, Lisa, from head to toe. So something's going to be revealed to you in this lunar, in this moon cycle.
Okay.
And I feel like it's going to be within maybe this week or the next
okay.
coming moon cycle. And then the next card that I got was, the postcard from Spirit, and it says, dearest wonderful you, to help you manifest a life for the highest good, we invite you to examine your deepest desires. Imagine all your desires, no matter what kind, like magic seed pods in a basket, glowing with infinite potential. Look closely at each one. Are you afraid that some may bring you too much attention and invite negative reactions from others? Is change too daunting? Are you afraid to stretch and grow? Let yourself be led forward and let the seeds of positive intention take to the wind. Your desires count and you are worthy of them. And they want me to highlight, you are worthy. They are essential for co-creating your world. Did you ever consider that when a desire comes from deep within you, it might be spirit moving you to create something beautiful to share with others? some desires are infused with miraculous powers to move the heart and influence the world in ways you can't possibly know. We know you and we love you so deeply and are so happy to support you. And that's the postcard from Spirit. And in the back of the postcard, it says, celebrate life. Oh, my gosh. And she has, like, one of those harmonicas. And it's she's outdoor. There's an angel, and she's outdoors with a harmonica. Aww. And the trees be in the backdrop. So maybe, you know, go out on nature as well. Wow, that's so beautiful.
That is beautiful.
What a beautiful reading. Now, Lisa, you're going to have to call us back and let us know how everything goes.
I will.
You know, if you start getting your psychic abilities, which I'm sure you're going to start feeling more and hearing more and smelling more as well.
Yeah.
And so make sure you give us a call back.
Sorry.
I will.
I have to ask Lisa a question. Lisa, do you have a relative that has brown hair, a mustache, and blue eyes?
Brown hair, mustache, and blue eyes. That might have been my dad did. But
okay.
I think one of his uncles did too.
Okay, because my dog brought in a toy that my grandson had from the summertime, and it was a little face that had it had brown hair and a mustache and a cap, and it's from the movie Soul. So I feel like it has significance for you, you know?
Yeah, because my brother-in-law, too, had brown hair and a mustache.
Okay.
I forgot about that.
Okay. Well, someone with the brown hair and the mustache is trying to connect with you. So it was cute. The dog brought it in just as Mary was talking to you. Sorry about that, Mary. Do you have any more for Lisa?
No, that's okay. No.
Okay.
That was it. I was just closing the reading.
Okay. Well, that was my dog.
Lisa, make sure you give us a call.
I will.
Yes, please. Give us a call.
I will.
Thank you.
Have a great evening, Lisa. And thank you for calling.
You too. Thank you so
I'll
much,
put you
ladies.
On hold now. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Beautiful.
Wow, that was beautiful. We have a long list of callers.
We're going to have to just give a little bit of us to the rest of the callers so that we could possibly, you know,
and I'll
everyone.
Jot down all the numbers as well, as usual, so that we can, you know, they can call next week. Okay.
Beautiful.
I'm ready. Okay.
Yeah, we're ready too.
Area code 570. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
It's Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. Do you have a question?
Hi, Mary.
For us? Hi.
Yes.
How are you?
Oh, good. It's nice to speak to you. I have a question. I just would like to know if anything comes through in relation to what's going on in my life right now with work and my life path, and just if anything you guys could help me with, because I kind of feel stalled.
Okay. Okay. I'm sure Lenny will be glad to give you a message.
Oh, here.
Lenny and Nicola. Hold on a second, Jennifer.
Hello, Ben.
Thank you. Hello.
Hi, Jennifer. It's good to connect with you. When you were talking to Mary, this is not going to make sense, I don't think. Well, maybe it will. Before you even said what you wanted to ask or to think about, I was shown a handbag. I want to say it looks like a designer handbag. And the image, the feeling that I'm given with it and the image was you walking with it. But you look... you're very stylish. You're walking with it and you're very stylish. You're walking with a purpose. So, but I want to say, are you in a relationship, may I ask?
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Because Len, my guide, is saying hello to you. He's giving you some Lenny loves. He directed me to a deck, so I've taken two cards out. So we're starting out with the deck with you, but Lenny will give me what he gives me. The card was the King of Pentacles. So I feel it's someone who's quite grounded around you.
Yes.
Very grounded. And when it comes to Pentacles, the coin, this is usually someone who's very astute with money, very careful with it. And I don't know if I'm spoiling a surprise or what it is, because Len's just laughing, but he's not telling me yet. But he's showing me this handbag, and it means something. Now, I'm going to say that you're asking about your pathway forward, yes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Yes. Well, there's a yes to what you want, even if you haven't asked it, because I've got the Ace of Cups, and the Ace is the yes. And Lenny's saying, I already know the answer. It is yes. Yeah? So you're at the start of a new beginning, but it's felt like, I'm going to use the terminology of it, for a while it felt like the dark night of the soul. Does that make sense?
Oh, complete sense. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, right. When it I'm connecting with career now. I don't know what it is you're doing. It's not showing me, but I've got the King of Cups. You've got someone who's quite understanding around you, and I feel it's in a work situation. Is that making sense before I take you down that path? Yeah.
Kind of.
It's very sensitive. I want to say he wants, how can I put it? He'd like to offer you in the way of help a lot more than he does, but he holds back a little bit. So if you sometimes feel a little bit confused with this man, that's why. He feels he's supposed to hold back a little bit. He's quite courteous. Does that make sense? It's very...
No.
Well, he figures in your life because I'm being given him. So I'll give it to you that way. But courteous in that he holds back. So he doesn't say everything he wants to say. So sometimes it's possible he might give you mixed signals.
Mm.
Yeah. But an overview at the moment for me to give you, yeah... You feel, sometimes you feel as if you're walking your path alone, even when you're surrounded with people and close family. You sometimes feel, Lenny is telling me that your visions for things are not always what other people think. So, but you have an inner knowing. You know, you want to, put it this way, you know what you don't want. And sometimes it feels like, a little bit like moon energy. It's like things don't quite reveal themselves to you. It's a bit like waiting for the new beginnings door to open, and you get to the handle, you turn it and you think, wow, it's going to open, and then you just get left with not enough of a gap to walk through. But that's about to change, because with the Ace of Cups, you've got a big new beginning, and it's a yes to what's privately on your mind. So what still has to come out, I'm going to look. Yeah, the Star. So you are starved to be a lot happier, and the Star often comes in as a message, but it's what you've had to give up to get that. So it's the difficulties that you've been going through and the emotions. You've been feeling quite emotional recently. I'm given that, I'm feeling it. But the Star always comes in after these times. So it's like saying after the turbulence, the flight gets a lot smoother. We'll look at it in those terms, Len, say. That's where you're headed. So the Ten of Wands is just given me. And when I say just given me, it's just come off the top of the deck onto the table. You can't see that and I can't prove it, but I love it when things like that happen.
I believe it.
I know.
I believe it.
Okay. It's the Ten of Wands. This is someone who's carrying, well, 10 wands on the back. So it's like saying you've had a lot to bear in your life, in your past. But it's saying the 10 becomes 1 becomes the Ace of Cups. So sometimes if you've not been feeling quite as appreciated also as you think you should, I think you're going to find a change. So when I saw the quite smart, when I say handbag, I think you say purse, if I may say that.
Yes.
there's something about a new purse, or there's something significant that's new that makes a change. And it might be something material, but it just shows you that you're appreciated and it leads to more things. So... Lenny is sending you many Lenny loves. Your homework is to think about, we're not at the Ten of Wands stage now. We're coming out of that. So he's saying, think about the Star card. Aim high, look at the stars, literally, because that's where you're headed. So you're headed looking up, not down. So we're going to give you that with a lot of love and light, and hope it's made some sense to your situation. And I'm going to pass you on to the lovely lady. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Beautiful, Nicole. That was awesome. Jennifer, this is DC. It's wonderful to connect with you. Hi. What I was getting, you know, nothing is forever. You know, life is forever changing. So if something's not going your way right now, thank goodness. Like, I feel like, you know, beautiful, positive energy is coming your way, okay?
Okay.
So just be positive. I was getting, you know, difficulties, conflict. Are you having any issues with someone this month?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
What I was getting, you know, do what you can do for now. And, you know, when you put in the effort, it is going to get better. Okay. And you've got to decide, you know, what parts of your life are out of balance. Okay. And, I'm getting to, you've got to really be careful because I feel like the energy that is around you, it can really affect your health. Okay. So make sure that you take care of yourself as well, okay?
Yeah, I get it.
I'm getting, you know, there have been a little bit maybe of financial difficulties, but things are going to get better there as well, okay? You could ask people, you know, to help. I'm getting things are going to get lighter, things are going to get easier. So don't lose hope. That was the first things that I was, you know, that I was hearing for you. Don't lose hope. I'm getting, you know, I'm seeing like pennies from heaven, and I'm getting lucky in love. So things are changing on all fronts. I feel like you're a very sensitive and you're a very sympathetic person. You have beautiful qualities. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm hearing for some reason reunion in regard to lost love. So I don't know if something from the past might be coming forward. Okay, but I'm getting – and then I was hearing someone that fits the bill. So there might be several different, you know, options in regard to love is what I was getting. I'm also getting – you possibly may need a little bit more rest, okay?
Ooh,
to really, you know,
okay.
Take care of yourself. Okay. And again, I'm getting my dog Ginger just giving me a bag of pennies and it says pennies from heaven. So I don't know if you're looking for a new position. Whatever you're, you know, you're interested in, I feel like something good is going to come in that area. Okay. And I do get success for you, hon. Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. Entrepreneurs need success.
Yes, yes. Okay. Okay. And I'm getting the word structure, you know, so be careful, you know, what you're doing. Just do the best that you can and take, like, little mini breaks. I feel like, you know, you're great at what you're doing, but you do need to take a little break here and there, if that makes sense to you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting there's a lot of demands on you in regard to work. So I don't know if you have, like, the luxury of taking, like, a weekend off maybe and just forgetting about things, but that would be a great start to help feel better, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting, like, your inner child is really, like, screaming and pulling on you, Jennifer, and saying, we need to get out and have fun, okay? So please make sure that you do take care of yourself, okay?
Okay.
But
I feel like
things, like, they are getting better on, you know, all fronts, okay? And just take it easy and focus on one thing at a time. I feel like there's so much going on, God bless you, but things are not going to stay the way they are. And my dog Ginger is saying she's going to get to the bottom of all this stuff. You know, there's been some work issues, maybe a little bit of trouble, things maybe are a little bit unclear. But know that, you know, this is going to be resolved. It's going to get better for you, okay?
Okay, good.
Just hang in there. I'm seeing a woman with light hair. So I don't know if you have light hair or there's a woman in your life with light hair. I feel like she in some way will be of assistance to you.
Yeah, that'd be my old boss.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I just feel like, you know, she does have this light hair and everything, and she has a lot of love and compassion, and, you know, she's going to be there to help you, hon. That's what I have, and I'm going to turn you over to Mary Jennifer. I hope it made some sense.
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Wow. Those are beautiful messages, and I'm just going to go with the flow because the messages I have for you, Jennifer, is the same. The only difference was that I pulled a postcard from Spirit card for you, but the messages from the Angel Answers deck, I'm going to read them to you because it's exactly what both the ladies and Ginger and Lenny said. So it says, if you believe the situation will improve, big happy changes and success. And on the success card, I was told to read from the book, although we know what success is, but I know mm-hmm. why they want me to read from the book. It says, congratulations, you are on the road to success. You needn't have any reservations about your situation. And I'm chill, Jennifer, as it's going to work out beautifully, in parentheses, or quotations, I'm sorry. Part of living a successful life is taking care of yourself. And this is why I know they had me read this. You. It's wonderful to have many things to be grateful for, but make sure you don't wear yourself down by working too hard. Take time to enjoy peace in your life. And I am so chilled, and that is the reason why I know they had me read from the book for the success card, because success is success. But, you know, with success comes a lot of effort and a lot of hard work. But, you know, we need to slow down, you know, and you need to rest and not work too hard and wear yourself down. So, and I'm totally chilled. And then the postcard from Spirit card for you is also beautiful. It says, here's you. There is only one you, and you have a unique path, which you know, and a special purpose. You're supposed to have specific experiences in this world and meet certain people, but then it is up to you how you live, how awake you choose to be, and how willing you are to grow and strip away what's false. Don't compare yourself to others. It's easy to think a person is happier just because their outside looks good according to society standards, but you can't know anyone's internal experience. Compare yourself only to your past self. See how far you've come. Don't be distracted by what others are doing or accomplishing. Stay focused on what inspires you. That's how you get successful and find happiness. Want what you have now, not what someone else has. We love you immensely and know your journey ahead is sparkling with miracles and wondrous things. Just trust in us. Loving you forever and ever from Spirit. And in the back of the card, oh, you're going to love this, it's a red dragon, and it says, you are fierce. Amazing. Ooh. You are fierce, ooh. Jennifer.
I am fierce.
Yeah, you are. And I just want to say, is it okay that I say where we met?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we, Jennifer and I took the Kristen Davies mediumship course. And the first time I went live, or the second time I went on live on Facebook with Jennifer, and she helped me, like, open up, like, what I'm doing now. So thank you, Jennifer.
Beautiful. No, you're beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, yeah. So make sure you give us a call, Jennifer. Do you have any follow-up questions? Or I know we're running towards the end of the show, but you can definitely give us a call back and let us know how everything is going with you.
Yeah, I'll definitely.
Which I know
be in touch.
It's all going to be a success.
I know. Thank you. I appreciate it. And thank you all for doing this. It's amazing. I'll keep you in the loop, Mary, and I'll let you know how wonderful life becomes.
Yes, it will be. And I'm being, Metatron is coming through on one of the cards. If you believe, the Metatron's cube is on there. So call on Archangel Metatron, because I feel like he wants to help you.
Yeah,
because
I'll
his cube is in this card. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'll use it tonight because I think I need a little recap.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'll let you know.
I just want to say really fast, Joan Rivers is coming back in, and she's saying, can we talk for a second? She's saying, Jennifer, hang in there. Soon you're going to see the changes that are going to lead your life in the right direction, and this is going to help you to feel more relaxed, give you a sense of belonging, and you're going to see the opportunities come your way, okay? She's saying, girlfriend,
thanks.
They're not going to knock on your door, but just, you know, you'll see them and grab them when they come by, okay?
Okay, perfect.
So she's with you as well. Thank you for calling in tonight.
Thank you guys for being here.
You're welcome.
Very welcome.
Bye now.
Bye.
And okay, there we are. Wow, that was so beautiful.
It was. My goodness.
Are you guys ready? We have 14 minutes. It's up to you guys. We have a long list of callers.
Yeah, we'll do whatever we can, Mary, with the time left, okay?
Okay, not a problem. I'm just trying to see my list of the people that were next. Let's see. Okay, I'm just going to pick up this number. Area code 954, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, it's Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi there.
Okay, and do you have a question for us, Mary?
Well, I'm going through a lot of challenges right now, and I wanted to see if Spirit has any messages to help me when I'm going through.
Okay. I'll send you over to Lenny and Nicola. I'm sure Lenny's ready.
Right. Oh, he's ready. Hello there. I'm sorry to hear you're going through those challenges. But Lenny's, before you came on, Len chose a deck of cards for me to pick some messages from, as well as what he tells you. And
yes.
I also want to tell you that I've got a lady that's come through from Spirit for you.
Good.
Now, yeah, she had, all I can tell you is, I want to say she was on the younger side when she passed, or she looked very young for her age. She's wearing glasses. She had darker hair. She was very precise about how she dressed. That's the only way I can describe what she's showing me. And
you
very gentle nature.
Her age, approximate age?
Oh. Would she be 20s, 30s?
I'm not able to place her. Do you get a name?
No, she's not giving me a name. Actually, do you know anyone by the name of Sarah or Sarah?
No.
No? Right. Well, she's come through, but she's come through for you. And I'm going to have to, what I'm going to do, because also for the time constraint that we've got, I'm going to give you the messages that I got from Lenny and see if the energy builds up with her and if she has a message for you.
Okay.
She's very shy, very quiet lady. I'm going to say lady, but very, right. When you were talking and saying about going through challenges, the first message that Len gave you was retreat. And it's actually a beautiful message. She's got angelic wings and she's in prayer mode. But Lenny's saying, he's not asking you to sit there wearing your angel wings. He always does everything with humour. He said, but if you can just sometimes take a step back from everything, so it's like being an outsider looking in, and just try and get some perspective, because sometimes when we're right in the middle of challenges, it becomes overwhelming. This is what he wants you to know. It becomes overwhelming because we can't see. It's like being in the middle of a forest. We cannot see. We're told that the sun is beautiful, but we can't see because we're not at a clearing in the trees. Everything is too dense in there.
I see.
So he's asking you to just, he's saying it feels worse than it is because of that. He understands you're in a lot of challenge, but he's saying what he's seeing is it isn't as challenging as you think. Because he said if you can put it into a kind of positive for you, you're going through this because you're actually coming into more positive times, and this is the spiritual growth part. So you may actually even have been feeling like praying more are connecting with spirit itself. Yeah. He said, you will do. He said, don't give up. Don't lose faith. Don't give up the faith because your prayers are being answered. It's just you can't see it in a physical way at the moment. But he said, trust me, you guide your angels and I'm going to say God as I say God. They are working to help you. Okay, he's saying, I want you to try and let go and let God. And he's saying it so lovingly, and he's sending you love. And he wants to, you know, it's almost like he wants to put his arms around you and absorb the challenge, the feelings for you.
Yes.
You've got embrace. Yep, you've got the message of embrace. I'm going to give you the good news in a minute. The message of embrace, it's two people holding each other. And Len's saying sometimes you feel a little bit, not lonely, but you'd like more connection. It'd be nice if someone just hugged you and said, it's okay, because I really understand. Well, he's doing that right now with you. He's doing that, is Len. He's doing that.
Okay.
And whilst he's giving you the Lenny loves, the message he wants to give you for an outcome, if you like, was the celebration. And it's a beautiful piece, Dove. And he's saying, you don't feel it right now, you don't know peace right now, but you're coming into it and you will do. And he's showing me significant change, something that you can feel and see around the time of August. Around the time of August, so he's saying your homework, your Lenny homework from him is to try and just try and look at things. Because you're feeling so overwhelmed and in the middle of things, try to just step back a little bit and just tell yourself, I feel like this because I cannot see the future yet. I cannot see where this is headed. So he's giving you a little sneak peek, and it's the celebration. You will be smiling. And the lady that I've got in spirit is also smiling with you. And she wants to tell you that when she was at school, she played a musical instrument.
Well, maybe it's somebody I went to school with and don't remember or something.
He said, can you see this? She's not talking. She's just smiling and showing me things right now. But Lenny's saying that can be some of your homework as well, just to see if you can think of anyone that something a little bit lighter for you to look at. Have you got a yearbook, he's calling it, and it might just trigger some happy memories for you. But
I had an aunt. She passed in later years, but in her younger years, she had darker hair and wore glasses and played piano. But she passed in her later years.
I'm going to say it. She might be presenting as when. She might be presenting as. She's holding her arms out to you. She's holding her arms out when you say that. Sort of, she's not putting them around you, she's holding them out, and she's saying, she also, I'm chilled, she's wants to take some of the negative energy from you, you know, the way you're feeling. It's not negative in the dark way, but just, she wants to take some of that away. She does, and she's with you. She said the fact that she's come through, she's with you. So Lenny's saying, take this with her, as look for signs. You're going to get some signs now, because they're going to send you some. She says you're going to know that you're loved. And she sends you a really beautiful, big, I want to call it an old-fashioned bouquet. And it's hand-tied with lace. And she's holding it out for you and saying, you deserve this. Oh, I'm so chilled. You deserve this. This is for you. It's a special one for you. So be aware in the next few days.
Good.
Definitely spiritual. Spiritual growth is, Len says, I want you to remember that that is why sometimes we go through challenge. It's not personally anything we've done, and you certainly shouldn't upset yourself by it. What he's saying is the spiritual growth is it's making you stronger, and it's making sure that these new beginnings with the celebration really are rewarding for you.
So
it will be overwhelming in a good way for you. I really love that message for you.
I love
that.
Take comfort. Very nice.
And
thank
she's blowing you,
so
you a kiss. You're very welcome. She's blowing you a kiss.
Good changes. Okay. I'll look for that in August.
Yeah, look around the time of August. You're very welcome. And I'll hand you over to the wonderful lady now.
Thank you.
Hi, Mary. I was hearing as Nicola was talking. This is DC. Hi.
Hi,
you know,
DC.
There's troubles, there's doubt, there's fear. But I am getting things are going to change, you know, really fast. You could get some unexpected money. I was also hearing someone call you Lady Luck. Okay, so things are going to change for you. I did see a man, possibly a man that you knew, you know, and then you sort of maybe got disconnected from, possibly stepping forward, coming back
this
in.
This is someone in the present, not spirit?
Yes, in the present, yes.
Okay.
Possibly coming back in. Okay. And I'm getting just, you know, let go of all the heaviness that you're holding on to and just, you know, just observe, stay calm. Things are going to get better, okay? And, you know, see things from, like, from all different sides of the, you know, the issue, okay? So I'm getting, you know, you are going to be guided in the right direction, okay? I feel like you're going to also be emotionally complete. Did you want to connect back with this gentleman? Because I feel like he is a caring person, and he really does love you.
He is someone I had a close attachment to.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I feel like he's coming back, okay? So hold on to that.
Quite ill. He has quite ill.
Okay, so I'm getting fulfillment and happiness, okay? So just, you know that better days are coming, and I'm going to turn you over really fast to Mary. Thank you for calling
in. Thank you very much.
Hi, Mary. This is Mary.
Hi there.
This is a topper to, like, kind of like a flowing with what the ladies and Len and CC mentioned. So the postcard from Spirit that I got for you is, dear you, you are such in good shape right now that we're all doing a happy dance. In this moment, you have the power to make a choice to get with Spirit and co-create a miracle. You may wonder where this is all going, but if you want to manifest your desires for the highest good, you need to stay focused on the now. So stop thinking about the future. All power is in the present moment. Ask yourself, what are your dominant thoughts right now? What beliefs are you motivated by? Do you have clarity right now? How is your conscious contact with the divine? Are you plugged in, or are you trying to do life all by your small self? Get rid of negative energy now. Resentments be gone. Forgiveness and love enter, please. You can do your life beautifully and create your most beautiful future right here, right now, in this moment. Aren't you thrilled to know you have a huge cheering section over here in Spirit? Love and hugs always. And the back of the card says, you are magical. So, Mary, you are magical. And then I was pulled to pull a card for you from the Angel Answers deck, and it said a year from now you will have the world, because this is the world card in the other decks. And they want me to read from the book for you. The event you are asking about will occur within this year or soon after. During this time interval, you're encouraged to stay optimistic and to continue with self-care. And to continue with self-care activities and other preparations for your desires. Remember that other people's free will choices are involved. Your angels are presently working behind the scenes on your behalf, even if you can't immediately see the evidence of your answered prayers. So it goes along with what the ladies said, and also the card I just pulled from Postcard from Spirit. It's just, you know, just stay and focus on the now, and also, you know, you're going to bring in such great, your future looks very bright, and the angels are working behind the scenes to help you with your dreams. So, thank you for calling, Mary. I know
thank
we're at the end of the
much.
Show, but I hope this
beautiful reading.
And,
thank you. I'm glad I got on.
Give
Thanks.
Us a call back.
I will.
And you're welcome, Mary.
Bye.
Bye. Wow, that was so beautiful.
It was really, really beautiful. Well, we
how
do have just a few
doing?
More. Well,
yeah.
We're getting ready to sign off, Mary. So if you can take the numbers
yeah.
for the two callers, and if they
yeah.
call back next.
Yeah, I'm going to take the numbers.
And we'll take them first.
Yes.
So I'd like
so please,
thank you
the
to you, Mary,
left.
And Nicole, and everyone that
yep.
called
thank
in.
You.
And thank you so much. And
yes.
Lynn and Ginger and Joan. And we just, you know, we can't wait till next week when we have Liz with us as well.
Yes.
That's
true.
Wonderful.
We missed Liz. Well, thank you,
yes.
ladies, and God bless, and good night, everyone, and many
God
blessings.
Bless
good
you.
Night, everyone. And thank you for calling
good night.
In. Bye now.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.